Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1164. Questions to ask before you roll over your 401k by Art of FlexSense.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here on Optimal Finance Daily. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're just discovering us. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get into our post for today, have you subscribed to our other four podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, and advice on those other four shows. So just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find them. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Questions to ask before you roll over your 401k by Art of FlexSense.com. Rolling over your 401k is only allowed when you leave your employer. That being said, sooner or later you're bound to leave your employer, and you'll need to make a decision on what to do with your 401k plan. This also applies to other tax-deferred accounts, including thrift savings plans, TSPs, 403bs, and 457s. Your options are to 1. Cash out, 2. Leave it alone, 3. Roll it over to an IRA, 4. Roll it over to your new employer's retirement plan, or 5. Roll it over to a solo 401k if you are a small business owner. For most people, it's a good idea to roll over your 401k elsewhere unless your cost-benefit analysis says otherwise. This is because it often reduces costs and simplifies your investments. As with most important matters, you need to keep in mind a few considerations before making this decision. What are your 401k plan's administrative fees? These are typically management fees associated with your 401k. Most people don't check their 401k regularly enough to even notice these fees, yet these fees have the potential to eat away at your returns over time. Two types of fee structures. The two most common fee structures are percentage-based fees and flat fees. My previous employer had a 1% administrative fee on my investments, while my current employer has a $79 annual flat fee structure. The flat fee structure is more expensive for those who have less money invested, but becomes cheaper as your nest egg grows, while the percentage-based structure is cheaper initially, but becomes more expensive once your investments grow. The break-even point for me in this example is $79,000, where $79 is equal to 1% of my investments, and the 1% investment is equal to the $79 flat fee. In this example, if I only have $39,500 invested, I would be paying a 2% administrative fee, which is pretty expensive in the long term. If you wanted to find your break-even point for more complicated percentages, divide the flat fee by the percentage. Example, $79 divided by 0.00125 equals $63,200. By knowing your fees and doing the math, you can start to figure out whether it is more fiscally sound to keep your old 401k plan where it is, roll it over to your new 401k plan, or roll it over to an IRA. Tip: just because your 401k is expensive doesn't mean you should disregard the thought of investing in your 401k at all. The money you save from deferring your income tax and growth on investments alone is a huge benefit that easily beats 401k fees. The case for investing in your 401k becomes stronger if you have an employer match. How expensive are the funds? Expense ratios are the management fees associated with the individual fund or funds you choose. They're mostly unavoidable, regardless of which fund you choose. I have seen expense ratios ranging from 0.03% to 1.25%. My employer currently offers 16 funds through Prudential. Initially, I was very disappointed with my options because almost every fund in that account was on the more expensive side. Fortunately, I found two funds, index funds, with an expense ratio of 0.05 and 0.04, which both outperformed the more expensive actively managed funds that were on the list to choose from within my 401k plan. Most funds in your 401k plan should have no load fees, which is like a sales charge for the transaction. If there's a front load or back load fee, I would choose a different fund. One of the best things about rolling over your 401k to an IRA is that you have a much wider field of funds to choose from. When you roll over money from an employer-sponsored plan to an IRA, it does not count against your IRA annual maximum contribution. Did you cash out? Unless you have been told that you won't live past a couple of weeks, cashing out your 401k is a horrible idea for most people. Not only would you forever damage your retirement fund, but you would also get hit with a 10% penalty if you are under 59 and a half. However, there are exceptions to this early withdrawal penalty based on the rule of 55. If you found out you made the mistake of cashing out your 401k, you have 60 days to deposit it into a qualified retirement fund, which is essentially a rollover. How vested are you? The term vested means how much of the money in your 401k is yours and yours alone. Well, some may go to Uncle Sam. The money you invested and its gains are typically 100% yours, meaning it's 100% vested, whereas the money your employer has matched and its growth may take some time to be vested. My first employer had a 3-year cliff vesting schedule that I missed out on, meaning in my first and second year, I owned 0% of what my employer matched. If I had stayed in my third year, I would have owned 100% of their matching contributions plus its growth. I'm glad it was only $3,000 worth. My current employer has a 6-year graded vesting schedule. This is what it currently looks like. After 1 year of service, 0% vested. After 2 years of service, 20% vested. After 3 years of service, 40% vested. After 4 years of service, 60% vested. After 5 years of service, 80% vested. And after 6 years of service, 100% vested. My current company match is only 33% of the first 4%, which is better than nothing, but nothing to get too excited about. I'm now at 2.5 years of service with my current employer. My employer match last year was around $1,000, even though I maxed out my 401k contribution at $19,000 for 2019. Knowing the nominal value of my compensation package helps me put things into perspective when negotiating during performance reviews. Do you plan on working beyond 72 years old? If you plan on working past typical retirement age, rolling over your prior employer's 401k into your new employer's 401k plan will protect it from required minimum distributions, or RMDs. Note, RMD was increased from 70 to 72 years old on January 1, 2020, as part of the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, or SECURE Act. Required Minimum Distributions, RMDs. These are distributions that the IRA imposes on tax-deferred accounts to encourage you to withdraw. If you don't, you would be charged a 50% fee, meaning if your RMD 1 year was $30,000, you would have to pay a $15,000 fee, plus you are still expected to withdraw $30,000 from your retirement account. The benefit of rolling over an old 401k into a new one is that the IRS cannot impose an RMD on your current employer 401k plan. When learning about this rule, I thought it would apply for small business owners as well. Unfortunately, business owners who choose to continue working past 72 and contribute to their solo 401k plans are still subject to RMDs, assuming they own 5% or more of the company. Do you value simplicity? The days are gone where employers give pensions. So are the days where employees stay at one place of employment throughout their entire career. That being the case, it's common to have been enrolled in multiple employer-sponsored retirement plans. It can be a headache keeping track of a trail of these accounts. Even if it is more cost-effective to keep your old employer's 401k plan, rolling over your 401k balance can provide you with some clarity and mental bandwidth. Sometimes the price of simplicity can also pay dividends of its own. You just listened to the post titled Questions to Ask Before You Roll Over Your 401k by Art of FlexSense.com. And by the way, that site is spelled FlexSense.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's a wrap for the Sunday show. Hope you had a great weekend, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow for the Monday show, where your optimal life awaits.